Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern. And coincidentally, I am sitting in the Grand Geneva bar next to a fire. Not like an out-of-control fire, the place is burning down fire, but a next fireplace fire with, I'm going to guess that it's I thought it was wood, it's actually gas. In any case,
it's beautiful.
So I'm having a fireside chat with my lovely wife, Rachel.
Hello.
So, now, Rachel and I both spent time working the table. I think, actually, Rachel, you spent more time working the front guard table than I did.
I don't know, working the table, but...
working at the table.
Trying to be present and helpful and anything that I could be. I now know how... Well... Last con, I learned how to use the chip, like the
scanner.
Scanner for the credit card. And, I learned a lot more about the merchandise, so I can answer a little bit more than I used to be able to.
So, are you like a froguette now?
I don't know about that.
But
I'm not sure if I'm still a tadpole.
Oh, well, you know, but you're swimming in the pond, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I ran three games of Rappanathic, Mouth of Doom, 3D Terrain, which was auctioned off yesterday. And there's a story behind the auction that I didn't know about until today, which I think is pretty hilarious. But in any case... Bill Meinhardt, who's a big collector of all things classic D&D, is the one that won the auction for the Rappanathic Mouth of Doom, which means, thank God, I no longer have to be involved in the setup of it. However, we will have a replacement, maybe not in place in time for North Texas, but certainly in place in time for Game Hall. But I did not get a chance to spend as much time behind the frog table as Rachel did, although Rachel did some other... extracurricular activities.
Oh, yes.
Such as?
I went to a yoga class on Thursday.
Okay.
With Jen, who's Zach's wife. And I stayed after in the spa, or the salon, so that I could have my nails done, because I'd broken one. And so it was nice. I didn't have to tend to my own nails, which is got to sit back, have a couple of mimosas, and enjoy. And then went on, let's see, the next day I went for a facial with the hot stone add-on. It was a beautiful thing. It really helped my sinuses. And then I went ahead and got... you know, I got back here to work with the table.
Okay.
And then yesterday was totally, you know, with you and the guys at the table.
Okay.
And then
today you were with mostly the table because I was doing Rappanathic.
Right. And then today I did a yoga and meditation class and went into the... you know, the ladies' locker room and, you know, lounged for a while.
Nice.
Did the jacuzzi and, you know, hung out in the sauna and the steam room and that. So, pampering a lot.
I got you. Well, my pampering was my...
Play, though.
No, I ran three games. Usually you get a chance to pop into one of them with me, but...
Which I did. I popped into one of your games. The first game.
Well, you peeked. You didn't pop in and play. Here, this time.
No, I observed.
Right. So, in the background, we have my evil brothers from another mother. We have Bad Mike, who just Bad Mike at that little table.
Come on, have a sip of
it. Oh, wow. So as we started this fireside chat... a bar party just popped up. I'm just going to name the guilty parties here. We're not going to identify who's saying what. But we got Zach and Casey, Bad Mike, and even Matt. But there's a bad influence going on here. I'm not going to say who is the bad influence. Could be Rachel, probably not. So this is going to be a short episode before I get anybody into trouble or anybody gets themselves into trouble. And I will put this up shortly, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Tomorrow, Rachel and I fly back. We're going to give us return our car to the rental in Milwaukee by the airport, and then we are going to return to New York. Pex just told me there's a lot of great things happening on our Discord server, which I didn't know about until today, which I still don't know about. I just know what's happening. But it should be interesting. All right, folks. As always, I will talk with you all tomorrow. God bless and be well. Bye-bye.